Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Today is International Women's Day, and on this day, players on the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, all of them, including Massachusetts native Samantha Mewis, are suing the U.S. Soccer Federation. They say gender discrimination causes them to earn less than their counterparts on the men's national team, even though the women's team has the same responsibilities and is far more successful on the field. Their 2015 World Cup win remains the most watched soccer game of all time in the U.S., and they're the favorites to win the next World Cup, which is just a few months away. WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer is following the story and joins me now. Hey there, Shira.
Hey, Cal.
All right. So this is a new lawsuit that's been filed in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles, but it's similar to a complaint we saw a few years ago filed with the EEOC. So what's the significance of escalating it to a federal lawsuit now?
Well, they want more results. I mean, they feel that the progress being made by the U.S. Soccer Federation hasn't been fast enough. They haven't gotten quite what they wanted, and they're still the pay gap disparity that they're dealing with. They simply want more money. They want better accommodations, better match schedules, better travel accommodations. So there are a lot of issues that are still, as much progress as they sort of made with a new collective bargaining agreement, it didn't go far enough for the players. And there are still vast disparities. I think, you know, the phrase that was used in the complaint was institutionalized gender discrimination. And that's really what they're fighting for. And this is all part of a broader fight within women sports. You see the WNBA players going after more, you know, pay equality or more pay. You see this happening also in women's hockey. So they want more. It's not enough. And they feel they're not being treated fairly for the caliber of team and the caliber of players that they are.
And they've been talking about this publicly, at least in the past. We haven't heard remarks since brand new lawsuit today. But back in 2016, when that EEOC complaint was filed, we had some of the players on 60 Minutes. This was Becky Sauerbrunn speaking with Nora O'Donnell.
When you compare this federation to all the other federations across the globe, they have invested the most money in this women's program. They have, and that's why we've gotten as far as we have. But to be paid equally, you know, it's not about what they think it's fair. It's what is fair.
So what you hear there, Shira, is the team giving the U.S. Soccer Federation, you know, some credit for progress. You mentioned the CBA they signed in 2017 that was a little bit better than the conditions in the past. But the U.S. Soccer response, and they haven't responded to the lawsuit yet, but we know what their arguments are because we've seen it in the past. And they basically say, look, yeah, things are pretty good and they're better than they are in other countries. And by the way, if there is a pay gap, it's just because, you know,
FIFA gives out more money because the Men's World Cup makes more money.
And the ticket prices are higher.
The ticket prices are higher. Yes, all of that is true, but I think if you go through the complaint, which I have had an opportunity to do, you see just glaring disparities. I think one of the things that sticks out is this is one of the facts that the complaint cites. It says a 20-game winning top-tier women's national team player would earn 38% of the compensation a similarly situated men's national player would earn. I mean, that's a glaring difference.
In the best case scenario.
In the best case scenario, exactly. And to put that into real money terms, that's, you know, a best case scenario of $99,000 a year for a women's national team player versus $263,000 for a men's national team player.
So as we said, it is International Women's Day, and we did speak earlier today with Andrea Silbert. She's the president of the EOS Foundation in Boston, and she said she's looking for men to step up this year.
It is all about men. This is the year that we have to have men come forward and help us solve women's challenges.
So, Shira, in the moments we have left, how about that? Are we going to see the men's soccer players stand up here?
You don't need them to. Why? Because the women are the higher profile players here. Listen, if you were to ask the average soccer fan out there, I bet they could name more women's national team players than they could men's national team players. We don't need this. And I think the women have demonstrated over time they are very savvy with this social media campaign. You know, launching it on International Women's Day is very, very calculated. They know what they're doing, and they can get this done.
That's WBUR's Shira Springer, and you can read the full complaint on our website, radioboston.org. Shira, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And stick with us. There's more ahead on Radio Boston.